Hello, my loves. Welcome to Full Ass Human, the podcast. My name is Melanie Holst Collins, known as Mel the Oracle. I'm a multidimensional healing facilitator, mentor, deep music lover, tea enthusiast, and a dope human being. This podcast is space for you to prioritize being for a living. We explore the depth and vastness of humanness from my own personal experience, as well as through general life themes we all experience, like self-growth, relationships, spirituality, sexuality, emotional and mental wellness, and so much more. So if you yearn for soulful, expansive connection and conversation and desire to live deliberately, I'm your people. This is your vibe. So come through. Tune in and vibe with me. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. How are you? How are you feeling? Take a deep breath to answer that question for yourself. This episode is an affirmation interlude, which means it will be short and sweet, but it will be filled with gems and you will be fed. So take a deep breath in through your nose, from your belly, allow your body to relax and tune in. This affirmation interlude was inspired by an experience I had last week. I sent out an email to my email list, and the next day I noticed I had a handful of unsubscribes, the most, in fact, that I've had in almost a year. And this happens all the time. People unsubscribe all the time, and I usually feel nothing at all. But that day, I was tender. And the little girl Mel popped up and thought, well, damn. Don't they like me anymore? Don't they want to hear what I have to say? Am I boring? Do they think I'm changing too much? Did I say something wrong? I must not be interesting anymore. I must not be valuable to them anymore. And as I heard these thoughts, the first thing that I knew was that they were not coming from adult me at all. I also noticed the parallel to how we can fall into these thought processes when friendships end, when romantic relationships end, when people disappear or leave, or when the energy of a connection shifts. And in that moment, it became clear. I'm not even talking about or sharing about the same thing I was 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago. And what I'm transforming into may not resonate or may not be in line with the reason these people came into my world in the first place. And there is not anything I can or want to do about that. When you grow, change, and transform, you may emerge as a person that your current friends, peers, or partners no longer resonate with. How you are, what you believe, what you allow, your boundaries, your tolerance, your energy, your presence may repel them, may make them uncomfortable, may rub up against their wounds, may not interest them, may scare them, may change their mind about you, may cause them to exit. And I want you to remember that this is okay. It is a blessing because not everyone can come. Not everyone will come along. And your self-worth is not dependent on someone's or people's presence or absence in your life. It holds no weight to your worth. The path and pace of which you and others evolve is always varied, and no one needs to be made wrong for the natural shifts that occur. You are not wrong for changing, and they are not wrong for leaving, for letting go of your hand and standing still as you continue to walk forward. It's simply a part of life's cycle. The lesson was revealed and learned. The contract has been completed. The reason was resolved. The season has passed. Breathe and let it go. I'm not telling you not to feel. Process and experience your grief, your heartbreak, your sadness. And then remember that as much of a blessing as it is to receive people into your life, it is equally a blessing to let them go, to let them leave. And remember that your willingness to continue down the path you are led is you saying yes to your damn self. Let them release you. Let you release them. Self-worth intact, self-confidence intact, self-acceptance intact, self-trust intact, moving on and forward in the direction of you. This is my affirmation and my prayer for you today and every day after this one. I love you. I see you. I feel you. I am you, human. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, listening to me speak, and helping to grow this full-ass human community. Before you tap out, remember to like, share, and subscribe, and rate us 5 stars, gratitude in advance. And if you're feeling froggy, share this. You can catch a screenshot of the podcast and share all your favorite gems on your social media platforms. Don't forget to tag me, Mel the Oracle. Check out the show notes for ways to stay connected with me and all the things. Again, thank you so much. I look forward to vibing with you again, and we'll talk on the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionates face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.